coming to the telephone.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
With us in a moment.
Operator, would you put him in on 2191?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Director Gordon, 2191.
That's the phone at
Yes, it's at your feet around the coffee table.
You and Macy the other day on that, those two putting a ceiling on these employees, and that letter was supposed to get out.
I've got a draft statement for you, Mr. President, that I was going to bring in today. When they postpone the meeting, I'll be ready with it tomorrow. I can give it to you, give you a copy of it tonight.
No, but just, well, generally, what does it do, put a ceiling on?
It doesn't give a number. I've got the figures to show you on where we think we're coming out on 65 employment, and it looks like we can ask for a budget number. That is a number of employees at the end of fiscal 65, which is less than we asked for in the 64 or the 63 budget.
Mm-hmm. And you then ask the departments to give you a figure lower than that they can get by and establish ceiling?
Now, we've got an increase, and we show an increase from our present estimate for the end of 64 and the end of 65 of about 20,000, which is historically a low number. What we were going to propose to you on the idea of a letter was, in effect, a statement to the cabinet members and agency heads, which would not use numbers but would say that we have tried to hold a federal employment through the budget process the absolute minimum, and you lay down three rules, in effect, for to govern all increases in employment. One rule is new legislation, another is increase in workloads, and another is any increase in programs the denial of which would cause serious injury to the national interest. We've got this written as a draft statement to the cabinet.
Can they get out of that? Isn't that so general that they could say that everything's in the national interest?
Well, you see, we control. They can't do any more than we let them do, Mr. President, because we control employment through the budget. In the budget allocations that we give them, when we give them a budget letter, we say that this provides for not more than so many employees in your agency at the end of fiscal 65.
Mm-hmm.
So we can control them on numbers through the budget process.
Well, we'll talk over that in the morning.
Yeah,
when you come
I've got
in.
The exact numbers, and I can show you where
now,
we stand.
So when we go up, we're going to be able to say that we're asking for less employees 65 than we did 64.
Than we asked in the 64 budget or in the 63 budget.
So that's going to be the lowest number of employees since 62.
Since the 62 budget, that's right. Now, the 64 is coming out way below the budget number, so that we'll be looking for an increase of something like 20,000 from the actual 64 number to the budget 65 number.
Well,
but if you compare the three budgets, budget 65, budget 64, budget 63, this will be the lowest of the three.
Mm. Well, there's McNamara's 25,000 taken into account there.
Well, he's only given it's actually 10,000, Mr. President. It's 25,000 below the budget, but 10,000 below our present estimate of the 64 employment. So that's taken into account.
Mm-hmm. How are you coming on your budget hearing?
We were just about over the hump on the agency hearings. We've got a lot of legislative problems. I'm in Ted's office right now going over the HEW legislative program.
Ted Reardon?
Ted Sorensen.
Yeah, Sorensen. Okay. I'll let you go. Bye.
Very good. Thank you.